The beautiful Lincolnshire market town of Stamford has an unusual claim to fame. In 1924, it was the first town in England to elect two fascist councillors. For the people of Stamford, the level of multiculturalism, even in 1924, was simply too high. Over 100 years later, I decided to return to Stamford to see if it was still that little piece of England. Of course, there are no fascists in Stamford now, but the presence of a new kind of authoritarianism was very clear.
We're all members of the human race.
I think it's very, very important that we're outward looking.
That's very hard for me to answer when I'm at work.
I can't comment on
that. I'll smudge the camera straight on your face.
It's illegal to film in a public place.
Now they've rung the police.
No problem.
Watch the camera straight on your face.
The diversity.
The average IQ of African American is 85.
Sounds really racially motivated.
Pakistans, Indians, and Muslims are known to be inbred.
It is unethical for you guys to be asking kids questions.
Tell me who you're talking.
The police would like to know. Get a laugh, mate.
So, we are in Stamford in Lincolnshire, and it's a beautiful place. What a lot of people don't know is that it's actually the home of British elected fascism. In the early 20s, there was a political party called British, or a pressure group called British Fascisti, which was led by an heiress called Rosa Linthorne Ormond. And two of the members were Arnold Lees, the author of a book which has a title something along the lines of The Memoirs of an Anti-Jewish Campbell Doctor, and Henry Simpson. And they were elected to the council here in Stamford in 1924 as candidates for British Fascisti. And then they defected. They set up their own breakaway party called the Imperial Fascist League. So, yeah, this is the home of elected British fascism. You wouldn't think it from looking around. It's nice old buildings and so forth, but that is true.
It's amazing because it's like a beautiful Cotswold town without all the tourists. So it's unspoiled. Cotswold towns are spoiled. There's too many tourists. There's the ruin, and all the local businesses cater to the tourists. And it loses that sense of being its own special town. Whereas this doesn't have that problem at all. I don't think there's much tourism here. I've heard some people talking, but they've only come from relatively close by. So this is what an English town can be if you just leave it alone. Leave it alone and let it just be full of mainly English people. And I think it's an extraordinary, fascinating place. And I would say more people should come here, but that would ruin it, so I won't say that. Don't come here. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Beautiful sandstone buildings, Georgian architecture. Almost everybody is English. This is about 97% English. It's the most English place in the East Midlands, or in the Midlands, East Midlands. It's just a kind of unspoilt little town, really. Will it survive? That's the question. Amazing.
There's a lot of local sort of identity here. You see signs in the windows saying to shop local. There's lots of independent shops. Okay, I can see a Cafe Nero, I can see a Holland and Barrett. But I saw a Scandi coffee or something earlier. There's lots of just local little shops that are able to survive. Even you know you're in somewhere quite pleasant when they have bookshops. I mean, this is telling you independent bookshops, Walker's Books I'm seeing. This is telling you the demographic. Independent cheesemongers. I mean, how many places do you get cheesemongers? You don't mong cheese anymore. They buy it from Tesco. So, and I entered this high street from another street behind it via a little passageway,
by a beautiful little passageway, almost like one was entering Narnia, in through the wardrobe. Me and my colleague were introduced. A friendly man just came up to us and said, "I'll show you where you can get a little book about Stamford. Follow me." Like one would follow Mr. Tumnus. And then we've entered into this historical time warp where there's independent bookshops, Union Jacks flying in the street. I suppose that's for VE Day. That's for VE Day, though, which is today. It's amazing. So I'm going to investigate.
You have this big vote at the moment for reform, and they think that reform is going to take over or whatever. It seems to me that it sort of fetishizes, idealizes places like this. This is what they see as the England we should keep. And why do you think this backlash is happening?
I don't honestly know. That's very hard for me to answer when I'm at work in a shop that I'm just working for and I don't own.
Fair enough. Okay, great. Thank you, and thank you for sorting up.
She used to be Miss Stamford, you know.
I did not. Please tell you. I did not.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye. So what happened was quite interesting. There was it was just a throwaway remark at the end of an interview with this lady where he says she used to be Miss Stamford, and that shows a sort of. It's a semi-flirtation, right? But it's within certain social rules that she understands, that she knows the rules and he knows the rules, and there's a certain level of being a bit naughty. And you have to have a community of trust to be able to do that. You don't do that where there's low social trust. And so this is a... Yes. You don't do that where there's low social trust. You do that where there's high social trust. That remark shows you... This is England.
I suppose it's a bit odd. It's a bit odd that you've got even here the beginnings of the seeds of decline. So I've already seen a number of these Bolt or whatever you call them, these drivers that drive food around, all of them Indian. So that's showing you the decadence is coming. I'm now seeing a homeless chap. In the doorway of the Lloyds Bank. So it's coming. It's coming here. It's just not come very, very far yet, but it's coming. It is coming here. And I've seen a number of, I hate to say it, but a number of elements of evidence for that. But weirdly, when I was in the coffee shop, there was a booklet called Pride. And I thought, oh no, some sort of gay, you know, thing. But it wasn't. It was a book called Pride in Stamford.
It's great the way they have this look, Shop Stamford. Support independent businesses. Because there's going to be so many people here that live here that are going to go to independent, shops are going to be in trouble because of out-of-town supermarkets and so on. The main thing for me that's conspicuous, because I was doing a documentary on Leicester yesterday,
right,
is that
yeah.
This is probably about 95% English. I get the impression it's the most English place in the East Midlands, from what I read.
Oh, really?
And demographically, it's about 95-96% white. And I wondered to what extent that helps, do you think, to maintain this sense?
Well, I suppose it's definitely more high trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk down the street, you see people you know, and it helps to build a sense of community.
Mm-hmm. So what would be some other examples of the sort of the social capital here, or that you know you're somewhere high trust?
Well, I suppose also the affluence might have something to do with it. Whilst there are undercurrents in the town that aren't as well off, generally speaking, most people are better to do.
Because one of the things you get in very English places, because they don't know the bad side of it, is they actually become quite evangelically pro-multiculturalism and pro-woke. I'm not even seeing pride flags here.
Oh, no, you won't see that.
Which, why not?
People just don't engage with it, I guess.
Extraordinary.
We had a camera. He started shouting at us. So we went over and started talking to him.
What questions would you propose I ask you?
We asked why you're wearing a shitty Rayman.
All right, well, do you want to know why?
Because you're trying to flash someone.
I'm not trying to flash anyone. No, I just like this. I think it's comfortable. I quite like it. It's the style that I've adopted.
What's your name?
Ed.
What?
Ed.
Ed?
Yeah, from Edward.
Well, Edward.
Edward.
So I can eat you.
Edward. Like
Edward. So I can eat you.
Okay, if you wish. Like Edward the Eighth. Edward.
Who wants to eat Edward then? Edward then.
All right. So, what was...
Oi! I want a word with you. Bad word.
Listen, I know you got a wide angle,
and it picks me up as well.
Please don't.
I apologise for being that still.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still me.
Yeah. I'll smash that fake. I'll smash that camera straight on your face.
What are you doing? Okay.
We're getting me off the fucking camera.
You're not being filmed.
Are you ready for the future of the West?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing, as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.